5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
For millions of people across the country right now, they're dealing with the sound of the cicadas. These are the bugs that come out every 13 or 17 years, and they come out basically to mate and die. But they're so loud. This is their mating call. They're coming.
I'm ready for them now. The pool covers off, so that means cicadas are coming, like, within days.
But the thing is that some people love the sound. They think it's really cool because they understand what it is. Some people can't stand it because it's so loud and annoying. But what are the top sounds that people actually love? Ready for it, Raven?
Sure.
Number 5, birds chirping.
Oh, that's very nice. You think of yourself in a nice meadow.
Yeah, I feel like Cinderella whenever I hear birds chirping, right?
Well, they're not going to help you get dressed. If they're in your house, you've probably have got a problem, so.
No, the mice help you get dressed, Raven.
There's a correlation, but I thought they brought the scarf. That's all I'm saying.
Number 4, baby laughing.
Oh, well, that's so much better than babies crying. That's for sure.
Absolutely. I think the sound of your own baby laughing is probably one of the best sounds in the entire world, you know?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, right? Oh, look, I've done something right. They're not always crying.
Yep. Oh, I really do love the sound of babies laughing. I do love that.
That baby's crazy.
That baby's crazy laughing. They're having the best time
about
ever.
Crazy.
Oh, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse must be on. Something crazy just happened with Goofy. Okay. Number 3 sound that people love the most. And I don't even know what this sound is, to be honest. Treading on snow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is that sound?
When you're walking on snow.
Oh, the crunch?
Know? Yeah. Well, it's less crunch. It's a little crunch. It's a subtle crunch.
Oh, I don't like that sound.
No, I like the walking on leaves. That's always a nice one, actually.
Yeah. Number 2 sound that people love the most, rain against the windows.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
That's, good for sleeping.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
I do like that sound.
Yeah.
I like a good storm.
This ASMR stuff, you can just sit back and listen to this stuff all day long.
Yeah, and fall asleep. We keep playing the sound of this rain. And the number 1 sound that people love, waves against rocks.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is a good sound.
The ocean.
Oh, the sound of the ocean, the sound of the beach. Like, just, it is really relaxing. It
you
immediately
can almost smell
soothes
the,
you.
The salt.
No, I don't smell it. No. What's your favorite sound?
Off the top of my mind, I mean, all those are really good. I like to listen to my wife drying her hair whenever she dries her hair every day. Like, you know, she's using the hair dryer. Like, I'll hear that at the bottom of the steps. And then my dog actually runs up in the bathroom and then tries to eat the hot air while she sprays it at him. And I can think of all that visual right there from the one sound. Like, it's easy for me to picture all of that going on.
It's actually sweet that you said that because mine is not sweet. My favorite sound? Counting money. I remember when I first, like, you know, was old enough to waitress, and I would waitress at my dad's pizzerias, and you would count your tips at the end of the night, and I would count out my singles, and I was so proud that I was able to make some money, and I love this. I feel like I'm Cardi B.
I love
money.
If you give a stack of bills to the banker and they put it in that machine, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that sound that you love?
I love when you have a deck of cards and you flip through them and it makes that shuffling sound.
Yeah, that's...
Man, I like that sound even more at a casino.
Yeah.
I do like that sound anywhere. It is a good sound. It's, you know, it's the same thing with fanning money. But at a casino.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that gets me juiced.
I like when I get to cut the cards.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you think it makes a difference, though?
Yeah.
Do you think you get the good cut?
Yep.
You're a good cutter?
If you're not familiar, you have to, like, get the thing. You have to cut. I wonder if they do it now in COVID. I have no idea.
Of course.
They still let the people cut the cards?
Sure.
I don't know. It's an interesting question. What is the sound that you love to hear? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. The return of the cicadas. They've been underground for, I don't know, 13 or 17 years, depending on what news article you read. But they're coming out to mate, and they make this really loud noise. And it's funny because people either love that sound or they think it's absolutely obnoxious.
Well, it lets me know that summer has truly arrived. I don't expect to hear that sound until it's actually hot out.
Mm. So top three sounds that people love: treading on snow, rain against the windows, waves against rocks. But we know there's plenty of other sounds that you love. What are they? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I don't know what it is. It's just a crackling fire. I don't understand why people get these gas fire pits nowadays when half the fun is just listening to the wood burn.
I completely agree. The propane thing does nothing for me. I mean, you can have these beautiful tables and displays or whatever, and they're making all of them with it now, but it does very little for me, Anna, because I don't get the smell and I don't get the crackle.
I don't like the smell. I know, obviously, you like the sound, but I don't like the smell. That's why I can't have it. Huh. Like, it gets into my clothes, it gets into my hair, and something about it turns me off. I have that gas fire pit out there.
And you like that?
I do, but I do understand, too, that it doesn't feel real, like a real fire feels like in a real fire pit.
They should put a sound machine in there that makes the crackle, right?
I'm just going to put my iPad right underneath it, blaring it.
And Ann Raven, what's that sound you love?
The sound of a champagne bottle popping, because you know it's always something good happening.
Yes, I love that sound too. And the wine bottle popping, not as exciting as the champagne bottle, but still a really overall happy feeling.
But if you're at a restaurant and that champagne bottle pops, the whole place turns to see what's going on. Like, everybody knows there's something good going on.
Oh, that's true. I didn't really think of that.
Hi, it's Ian on Raven. What's that sound you love?
Of course. I mean, when you go to a football game and everyone's cheering so loud, it's almost deafening. I love it.
Yeah. But remember that feeling?
Somehow, the snack guy still hears your order all the way at the end of the row and throws the dog perfectly. Throws it perfectly. You're right. Gosh, I miss sports. Oh, I'm so glad it's coming back.
And like the loud cheering at a concert where you feel like that vibration in your ears. It's been a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the sound you love?
You know, I love the sound of a lawnmower, that like constant hum. And I feel like people always complain about like when people are out in the yard early. But honestly, it's my favorite. It helps me sleep in.
Well, I don't know, man. My weed whacker or my leaf blower, especially. My wife has got a thing where she's just full throttle, Anna, or she's not, no throttle at all. There's no middle ground with the throttle with her.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she hits it, I just cringe a little bit.
Dakota, my little one, doesn't like it. When she hears the lawnmower going, she starts crying. But I kind of am with you. There's something soothing about it because it's so loud and the way it's so consistent, it kind of puts me to bed.
Lawnmower, I'm good. That backpack blower, man. I'm telling you, she needs the throttle down.